And on the line I have Grainne Macken, Director of Communications with the Bus Connects project of the National Transport Authority. Long title there, Grainne.
It is indeed. I have to think of some way of shortening that.
Okay. Now, this has been talked about quite a lot on all the media, and you have a website with everything on it. What exactly is on it, though?
Yeah, I mean, Bus Connects was launched last year, and for the last year we've been planning the best routes and proposals for improving the bus and cycling network around the city. So we have a website, it's called www.busconnects.ie, and on it we have the proposals that we launched this week for radial core bus corridors. So we've proposed 16 core bus corridors going from the north around the west and all the way to the south of the city to feed in from the commuter areas around the city, and these we hope will bring over 230 kilometres of dedicated bus lanes and over 200 kilometres of also dedicated and segregated cycle lanes. So it's very transformational. It's a real step change in providing good bus priority in and out of the city, and also cycling. As you know, the number of people cycling has increased vastly over the last number of years in the city. So we need to provide good, safe cycling facilities. Mm-hmm. So we've launched this proposal. It's basically a discussion document to get people thinking about where we have developed plans to date and get some feedback from people, because, you know, lots of people want better public transport. We hear it every day in the National Transport Authority. They want better bus priority. They want their journey times to be better. But with that, to enable that to happen, there are significant challenges. It's not that straightforward. It's not that easy on certain roads. So this is about letting people know, yes, there's huge benefits to be gained and we can make that happen. But in order to do that, people have to be willing to, you know, agree that or believe that these challenges and the impacts are acceptable.
Mm-hmm. It's terrific. I mean, to the extent you hear a lot of people on this side of the city, you're particularly talking about the 15 and the 27A going from one side of the city to the other. It's just that more or less an expansion of that, but also a widening of the roads to make transport much easier.
You know, on average, each bus corridor has only about 30% of dedicated bus priority. So for about 30%, a third of your journey, you'll have bus lane. But then for the rest of the journey, the bus will have to go back into general traffic. So any gains that you make while it's going through the bus lane, you have to go back into general traffic, and then you're stuck at the lights, you're stuck in with all the vans, the cars, the lorries, etc. So you lose all that. So what we're trying to create is a full corridor the whole way in and out of the city, so the bus gets to go with that, so people can rely on the journey times. You know, I know people who travel on buses, someday they say it might take 50 minutes, the next day it might take 60 or 70 minutes. It's very hard to plan your day. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're opening a shop or you're going to a meeting or going for an interview or going to college, to know exactly which bus to get to make sure you get there in time. So what we plan on doing is by bringing in this, you know, bus priority, we can be much better able to give people definite, regular, punctual bus services.
Okay, I'm sure you've been asked every question, but one of them I'd like to ask is about the idea of it being called Bus Connects, because what it seems to suggest that there's a connection somewhere. So what exactly is the definition of Bus Connects?
Well, it's both connecting people, I suppose, to places as well. It's getting more people to more places. And indeed, like many of these bus corridors will, you know, stop and interchange with on the streets where you have Lewis, where you have train stations, Houston, Connolly, where you have Bussara. So it's really just a connection of both places and people to get from where they want to go.
Mm-hmm. And at the moment all you have is areas. You haven't got any distinct roads or any individual roads.
Well, no, we have defined the corridors. So we do have 16 corridors. For example, we've Clongriffin to city centre, Swords to city centre, Ballymun to city centre, all the way around Green Hills, Kimmage. So there is dedicated routes that we've identified. Now, what we need to do is in September we'll go out with a detailed plan, street by street, of where we think there may be impacts on people's houses or their gardens or their trees or parking, and that's really when we need to start talking to people in detail. But at the moment it's just kind of outline where we think the routes should be. But all the information and all the maps that we have so far would be available on busconnects.ie for people to have a look at.
Okay, and you're going to have public consultations later on in the year as well, when there's more
the
research done.
For this will start in October, and before that, anybody whose gardens are in front of their houses, you know, in terms of footpaths or gates or walls that may be impacted, will be contacted in advance. We hope that there won't be a huge number of people, but when you're talking about 230 kilometres, there's obviously going to be impact on some of the streets just because they're so narrow and the difficulty we're going to have in widening them. So the public consultation will commence in October. People who may be impacted will be informed in September.
Yeah, and the funny thing though, I mean, tongue in cheek and people being cynical, talking about the length of time it will take for this, that we'd have flying cars by the time this reaches fruition. Is there any time frame sort of in the future that you think?
Yeah, I mean, again, all these things have to go through the planning process. We would hope that by the end of next year that we would bring the full application. So all of the 16 corridors, we would make a full application straight into on board Panola. So then in terms of construction, then you'd be starting 2021. You know, when you're talking about widening roads, it's not huge, big infrastructure. It's very much like some of the construction that you would normally see on footpaths and cyclists during you know, in the day-to-day of the city anyway.
Mm-hmm. The only thing I find strange about it is that a lot of the roads, what they have done with them is narrowed some of the roads. Now, I don't know about the south side of the city, much of it, but I know in a few of the roads on the north side of the city, they've actually narrowed some of the roads. So that seems to sort of contradict what's proposed, if you know what I mean. So they're going to have to undo some of the work they've done.
We've identified we'll be widening them. You know, that's just the reality of trying to get an extra bus lane or an extra cycle lane. So, you know, we won't be narrowing, that's for sure.
No, I'm not talking about you narrowing. I'm saying they have narrowed roads already. So, I mean, it seems to be that they'll have to undo some of the work they've done.
It depends now what exactly roads or what corridors they're on. There will be some work, obviously,
Okay, so people just have to wait till maybe October. You're not getting any reaction. It's too early to get reactions from people yet, is it, from if they look up the website?
Broadly, it's been welcomed. I think people understand that, you know, we need to improve our bus transport. We need to improve our cycling facilities. It's the mechanics of how we get there. So, I mean, broadly, it's been welcomed. I think it'll be in the detail when people kind of see what the impact will be on their street or on their garden. And that's obviously, we'll have to work with people on a case-by-case basis then.
Okay, and a lot of things that people talk about as well, they tried it in some cases of the park and ride system. Will that be part of it for maybe the people outside?
Yeah, I think we're definitely, I mean, it's part of one of the strategies of Bus Connect is to identify areas for park and ride. I mean, what we need to do is make sure that we have the bus service there because, you know, there's no point having a big empty space for people to park their cars and for no buses to be there to pick them up. Mm-hmm. So it is part of the plan. I think it's about getting the bus service in place and identifying. I know for the north side, there's definitely a requirement and a need for a park and ride, significant park and ride out around the Swords M1 area as well. So I think that's obviously been earmarked already.
Yeah, and I think also, I mean, you're talking about cars, but I was thinking as well about bikes. I mean, people come from way outside the city and a lot of them drive in, but if they could get halfway on a cycle or even a third of the way on a cycle, that would be conducive to everything working properly as well.
You see a lot of that on the private coaches, you know, coaches like Matthew's coaches and Bus Air and commuters. You have a lot of people who carry the bikes in the loading and get off and would cycle the rest of their journey or vice versa, you know, would cycle to part of it and pick up on a bus then.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to be part of that. That's going to be part of it as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so people can look up Grania, busconnects.ie for all the information that you have at the moment and expect further around October, is it?
That's right, October.
Okay, listen, it's been great talking to you and congratulations on the proposal. I hope it works out and we'll have to wait and see what way it goes down in the future. Thank you very much, Grania.
Thanks very much. No, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.